Slide 13. There are also regulatory barriers that could affect distribution of clinical decision support systems. One identified by Musin, Shahar, and Shortliff in Chapter 20 of Biomedical Informatics, Computer Applications in Healthcare and Biomedicine is the validation of decision support tools before their release and what role the government should play. Where should the government fall with regards to pre-release regulations of medical software? As cited in Chapter 20, current policy of the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, in the United States indicates that such tools will not be subject to federal regulation if a trained practitioner is assessing the program's advice and making the final determination of care. Young, 1987. However, Musin, Shahar, and Shortliff go on to point out that programs that make decisions directly controlling the patient's treatment, for example, closed-loop systems that administer insulin or that adjust intravenous infusion rates or respirator settings, are viewed as medical devices subject to FDA regulation. The other barriers identified by Musin, Shahar, and Shortliff include data privacy and security.